Tom Brady and Peyton Manning are not meeting on the football field, but they are stories one and two today. Manning reportedly has been meeting with ESPN over the last 48 hours about possibly joining Monday Night Football. The numbers being kicked around financially, $18 to $20 million per season, or slightly more than Tony Romo's going to make at CBS. I don't care who's in the booth at ESPN. When your games stink because you're trying to appease the masses by getting each team one nationally televised game, and when you put games on paper in April, and then in November, when their quarterbacks are beat up and they're headed nowhere fast, nobody nationally is going to watch a big night game when it involves Cleveland against Tennessee. It's not happening. So if you can put whoever you want in the booth, I just don't believe that people tune in for that. It's easy with Romo. Simple. They sit there. CBS says, hey, next week, guess what? Dallas is playing Pittsburgh, and both teams are pretty good. And even if they weren't, we'd still get a big number on a Sunday afternoon. And by Monday night, how many of you have seen football? Thursday night, Friday night high school, Saturday college, Sunday three or four NFL games. And by Monday, it's, you know what? I might need to raise my hand and say I need a bit of a break. So there's a lot of things working against Monday Night Football. It's not how it was when we were kids. I don't want to hear about Howard Cosell and Danny Don and all that stuff. It's not that way anymore. And then there's Tom Brady. I love this Tom Brady story. Vegas, of course Vegas has now gotten involved. Of course Vegas says, we can bet on where Tom Brady's going to go. We're going to put it out there for you. So it is. You can actually put money down on whether he's going to stay or leave the Patriots. I kid you not. The Patriots are the favorites. Tennessee's number two. You have the Raiders number three and the Chargers number four. And out of the blue, here comes the San Francisco 49ers as one reported team. So the Brady stuff will last up until free agency in about 12 days. NASCAR's in town. All right, so I'm going to head to the track. I have a hard time gapping a spark plug or changing a light bulb. That is not my skill set. I do enjoy going out there and sitting and talking to drivers, which I'm going to do today. Everybody's got a story. You have a story. You have a book in you. Your book may be thin or may be super thick. And it's the same thing with NASCAR drivers. So I am looking forward to heading out there. Vince Welch is with NASCAR on Fox. He was with our Devin Henry earlier this week on his show, which is on the Sport of Speed, and talked about this weekend and the track conditions. Help me out here.
I think there's some guessing involved in regards to what it's going to look like this weekend, but I think that's a good thing. And it keeps the teams on their toes. And, you got to be good at making adjustments on the fly and making sure that you get your car right in practice. So you're at a good starting point when the race rolls.
Okay. They're talking about track conditions, and I get it. The championship race this year is in November. So this race is going to be one where the drivers are going to try different things. I'm not into compounds on the racetrack. I'm not. That's Devin's deal, and it's fine. I just like going out and meeting the drivers. And I've been to the race, and yes, it's cars going in circles, but it's much more than that. Anybody who just says it's not a sport, totally disagree with you. It's mental. You've got to have quick reflexes, quick twitch. And the cars themselves, the way they're put together. So I'm looking forward to being out there this weekend. Did you guys see Remy Martin last night? I feel bad for an athlete who just cannot seem to get it figured out. And Remy is a terrific kid, first and foremost. So ASU lost last night to Washington. But Remy Martin was 1 of 10 from three-point country. He was 2 of 14 shooting. He just kept shooting and shooting and shooting.
It just wasn't my night. And, I don't think I have too many nights like this, but when it does, it kind of stings, just because I just put so much work into it. But I just think I just need to do a better job of making plays.
Okay, I root for him. I really do. I root for players, not teams. So I hope he bounces back against Washington State. That's tomorrow. Tonight, Friday night we go out and I'll look up at a restaurant and I'll see a TV on and there's a game and it's like it's Friday night. I might pay a little attention. It's Giannis against LeBron tonight, okay? Now, I'm paying more than attention. I will probably find my way, whether it's here in my office or if we're out, to say I'm going to watch this for a bit. So it's the MVP debate this year. And if you look at it, Giannis has no Anthony Davis alongside of him. And yet, the Milwaukee Bucks are on their way to winning 70 games. You can say, well, in the East stinks. That's fine. But Giannis against LeBron, that is tonight, and the Coyotes play at Calgary, keeping an eye on them. Make it a great Friday.